Wisdom comes with observing experiences and learning life lessons along the way. Well, it's taken a lifetime, but I can honestly say that for the first time in my life, I'm really comfortable with who I am. I feel content, fulfilled, happy, and whole. So I guess it's better late than never. And I think that there's a reason why wisdom doesn't come early in life, and it's because we need to actually live life and have experiences to be able to learn from them and gain the knowledge. There hasn't been one big aha moment that magically made everything easier for me, but instead it's been a lifetime of collecting little nuggets of knowledge along the way. If I could go back and share with my younger self the things I know now, I would have saved myself a lot of pain and suffering. Although I can't rewind time, maybe a little bit of my life lessons will be a nugget of knowledge for you. Perhaps even bringing you a little bit more joy, peace, and closer to your authentic self. One of the greatest tragedies in life is to lose your own sense of self and accept the version of you that is expected by everyone else. Society sends a clear message about how life should be lived. In addition to achieving the status quo of good job and lots of money to buy lots of stuff, we must also act, think, and look the same as others. But we are all born with a unique essence that is solely ours. No matter how hard I try to be like everyone else, my authentic self kept pushing its way back up to the surface. And it seemed like the more I honored who I truly was, the more uncomfortable it made those around me. Maybe by living on my own terms, they felt like I was cheating a system that they still bought into. Or maybe it's just that people fear what they don't understand, and by being different, it just makes them really uncomfortable. Choosing to live a life of my design and stepping away from the crowd by pursuing acting, traveling the world, going gray, living off-grid, and how I even raised my kids, all put a big target on my back. I've lost friends and family. I've been called names and have received lengthy, detailed emails with personal attacks, all in attempts to bully me. It may not be easy living an unconventional life, but it is a lot easier than trying to live a life that someone else is dictating to me. There is freedom in staying true to myself and trusting my inner wisdom to guide me. I have no regrets and remain true to myself, untainted by social acceptance. I'll be happy when is a common thought. I've chased money, validation, security, fame, you name it. And what happened was I actually gave up my control of my own happiness when I put it into the hands of others and outside situations. Happiness is a feeling, not an accomplishment. By constantly reaching for things to bring me joy, I only pushed joy further away. The times in my life when I have felt truly content were when I didn't search for anything. I was simply at peace. Chasing money, status, fame, or validation will never fill the real void. Inner peace comes before everything. And today, I choose joy. We must be willing to let go of the life we planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. I had long held an image of what I expected my perfect life to be. And it was mostly summed up by 80s and 90s sitcoms. So a big house, really nice cars, a ton of money, a tight-knit family, lots of friends, and pretty much just living happily ever after behind my white picket fence. Nowhere in my perfectly planned out life was a teen pregnancy, divorce, estranged family, home foreclosure, autoimmune disease, or traumatic brain injury. When reality didn't match my sitcom expectations, I became stuck in self-pity. By wallowing in my victimhood, I was actually holding myself back from the beautiful life that I was meant to live. Life is not perfect because it's life. And I've learned that I don't need the best of everything. I only need to make the best out of everything. Change your thoughts, change your life. My thoughts are incredibly powerful. The thought evolves into a feeling which becomes a belief. The belief influences my actions, and the actions create my reality. The happiness of my life depends on the quality of my thoughts. This took me a really long time to figure out and to master. My internal dialogue can be either my cheerleader or my mean girl. Either one will have influence on my feelings and my behavior. I can feel confident and go for my dreams, or be discouraged and be defeated before I even try. During the darkest times in my life, especially after my car accident when I was suicidal, I didn't pull myself out of depression by ruminating on how bad I felt. I pulled myself out of depression by focusing on how good it was going to feel when I was happy and carefree and lighthearted. By always focusing on the little things that made me smile, pretty soon those little tiny drops of joy took over, these little thoughts of happiness. Until finally, I wasn't depressed anymore, and I was happy. Thoughts are so powerful. Life is only as complicated as I make it. I used to be very tightly wound. Not only was I overscheduled because I thought I needed to always be busy, but I also made everything a really big deal. I was addicted to living a busy, complicated, difficult life. That was my normal for 25 years, until I realized that life is actually pretty simple and straightforward, as long as I am not making it more complicated than it needed to be. Life is much more enjoyable when I stopped forcing and pushing, working to make life happen, instead of allowing it to happen naturally. Embracing the Taoism philosophy of doing nothing or not going against nature. Taking a lesson from nature and always flow with the rhythm of life. Never forcing or rushing, yet somehow nothing is left undone. My choices today shape my tomorrow. In my younger years, I truly believed that life was always happening to me and that I had no control over anything. And in some situations, this is true. Life does happen. But I have far more control over my life than I ever thought I did. Much of my life is affected by my choices. I'm not helpless. I am not at the mercy of fate. Like an artist creating a masterpiece from marble, each day is a series of small choices that chip away and smooth the surface to reveal the ultimate vision. I ultimately have the power to make tiny choices each day that will affect today and tomorrow. Life is a beautiful journey, filled with unexpected twists and turns. But along the journey, we pick up little nuggets of knowledge that help us along our way. Have a beautiful day, my friends.